Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to another edition of the Business of Government Hour. I'm John Kamensky, Senior Fellow of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. The U.S. Department of Defense is perhaps the largest and most complex organization in the world. It manages a budget more than twice that of the world's largest corporation and employs more people than the population of a third of the world's countries. In fact, it even carries five times the number of inventory as Walmart. The Defense Logistics Agency, or DLA, plays a critical and ever-increasing role in providing logistics support and collaborative leadership of the global supply chain that supports all of the Defense Department's operations. With us to discuss his agency's efforts is our very special guest, Vice Admiral Alan Thompson, Director of the Defense Logistics Agency. Welcome to our show, Admiral. It's a pleasure to have you. Also joining our conversation is Kevin Green, IBM's defense and intelligence leader. Kevin, welcome, and it's good to have you.
Thank you.
Admiral, let's start by providing our listeners some context about your organization. Could you outline the mission and the history of the Defense Logistics Agency for us?
Certainly, be happy to. The Defense Logistics Agency was formed in 1961 to consolidate similar logistics functions from each of the military services, Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine Corps, into a single Department of Defense logistics provider. And by doing that, not only do you end up with a single organization providing the support, but you can provide the support more efficiently because you can reduce the duplication and redundancy of performing it across four different military services. We provide a wide array of support, actually over 1,600 weapon systems, and over 95% of the spare parts that support our armed forces come from DLA, and including 100% of support for fuel, food, other energy, medical supplies, uniforms, construction equipment, and a number of other commodities, so a wide array of different commodities. We also run the reutilization and disposal process for the Department of Defense. So unneeded equipment and material is processed through a component of DLA, where it is either transferred to a military customer that needs it or another federal agency. For example, we have a program to transfer unneeded military equipment to authorized law enforcement organizations. And ultimately, if there is no need within the government, then we dispose of the material through public sales.
Mm-hmm. A little bit about more about the scale of your operation. How are you organized and sort of what's the size of the budget and the number of people you've got there and sort of where are you located around the globe?
Sure. Well, for this year, we are anticipating sales of about $35 billion. So that would rank us at 65 on the Fortune 500 list of companies. It is a global enterprise. We have operations in 48 states and 28 countries. There is almost nowhere that you will find a military operation or installation where there is not a DLA presence. We manage eight different supply chains, including support to aviation systems, land combat systems, maritime support for ships and submarines, and a number of troop support supply chains such as food, medical supplies and equipment, construction material, and also clothing and textiles. So we are the provider of all uniforms and personal equipment for the members of the armed forces.
Truly global. But now that you've provided us with a sense of your larger organization, would you tell us some more about your official responsibilities? For example, how does DLA support the overall mission of the U.S. DOD?
Certainly. Well, the Defense Logistics Agency, again, is America's combat logistics support agency. And what that means is that we are the provider of a substantial portion of the logistics support for the armed forces, Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine Corps. And we do that from in what we call an end-to-end supply chain management role, where we are determining what is needed. We are the contracting and acquisition organization that buys needed supplies and materials for each of the military services. We manage the distribution of these materials to the ultimate military customer. And we also have a substantial forward presence around the globe with our operating forces, including DLA team members that are in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other places in the Middle East, directly supporting the warfighters to make sure that they have everything they need exactly when they need it.
Quite a demanding mission. Regarding your responsibilities and duties as you transition forward, what are the top three challenges that you're facing in your position as the director of the agency, and how have you begun to address those challenges?
I think I would focus it in three strategic areas. The first one is warfighter support. The whole reason DLA exists is to support our nation's warfighters, and that is job one. We are very involved in the support to the plus up of forces and increased operations in Afghanistan, as well as the responsible withdrawal of forces from Iraq. And this drives a great deal of activity for DLA as we have, over the last several months, worked to build the supporting base structure in Afghanistan for the increased forces, and then moving all of the needed sustainment supplies into the country to support the additional troops. So it's the food that's needed, the construction materials for the bases, additional medical supplies and equipment, and fuel, which is huge from the standpoint of the ability of the combat force to perform its mission. A second area of challenge is what I will call stewardship. We believe that the American taxpayer shouldn't pay a penny more for the logistical support of the armed forces than is absolutely needed. So although we are very focused on providing all that's needed to support the warfighter in the field, we also believe that it is essential that we provide it in the most efficient way that we possibly can. And we have a number of efforts underway to ever increase our efficiency in performing our mission. And so a third focus area is really recruiting, retaining, developing the workforce that we need to perform this mission. And we're in an era where we're seeing increasing attrition from our workforce as our workforce ages. And therefore, we have a wonderful opportunity to replenish our workforce with the exact right skill set that's needed to best support the needs of the agency and the warfighter in the future.
Admiral, you're describing an extraordinary enterprise with a lot of challenges. How would you lay out a typical day in the life of DLA?
Well, it is a busy place. As we talked about, a global enterprise with operations around the clock, around the globe, we process over 100,000 orders from military customers every day. We award over 8,000 contracts every day to respond to those orders. We provide over 5 million individual items to the armed forces to support their operations. So certainly big in scope and volume, but there is a high degree of integration, collaboration, and we have four organizations within DLA that are focused on key geographic regions of the world, including Europe, the Pacific, the Middle East, and Africa. And they help us integrate that support to best support the needs of the warfighter in the field.
Well, that's pretty interesting. Could you describe a little bit about your own personal career path and how did you get started and what brought you to where you are here today?
Well, I am a logistician. Obviously, My experience is in the Navy, where over a number of years I moved to progressively more complex and higher level positions, leading and managing logistics organizations. My most recent assignment as the commander of the Navy's supply system was great preparation for DLA. It was, in effect, the Navy's counterpart organization and closest partner to the Defense Logistics Agency. And so I think that my experience running that global enterprise prepared me well for leading DLA.
Well, as a follow-up, how does this previous experience that you described prepare you for your current role as a leader and shaped your management approach or leadership style?
I think what I learned was that it's very, very important that you foster an environment of free and open collaboration. Teamwork is extremely important. Honest communication is essential. And that you need to have rigorous analysis of different alternatives, but then you need to be willing to make the decision and then manage the execution of the decision carefully. And if you do all of that, then I think that you can work through some of the complexities and the dynamics in the environment that we operate in and deliver measurable results.
How is the Defense Logistics Agency supporting military operations in war zones? We will ask Vice Admiral Alan Thompson, Director of the Defense Logistics Agency, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.